This is the Rural Report on ABC North Queensland and Far North Queensland.
Fish farms, I'm talking, they can lose up to 40% of their stock because of parasites in the water. Frequent testing is needed to detect and eliminate the nasty pests, but days and sometimes a week is wasted while samples are sent to a lab for testing. And it all ends up to losses in the tens of thousands every year for fish farmers and aquaculture operations. Gianni Gomez is a doctorate student at James Cook Uni. She's hoping to change all of that, though, with a handheld device that can test and detect parasites on the spot. She explains why it's needed.
We know that disease are the main, the biggest problem in farms. They cause the majority of the economic loss. 40% of production loss in farms can be caused because of disease, yes.
You can detect the parasites on the farm. What happens? Is it a portable detection kit that you're developing? How does this work?
Well, so this device will be based in DNA, so we are going to detect the genetic material of the parasites in the water. And the idea is to have a kind of device which looks like a mobile phone, I would say. So we can put the samples in there and it will say how much and which parasites we have.
What happens then? Once you've detected some parasites, how do you then clean up the problem and try to reduce that terribly high incidence of, you know, up to 40% loss of stocks?
Yeah, well, then it's up to the managers, but as many things they can do, they can treat the water, you know, they can implement some new biosecurity strategies, you know, to avoid the spread of the parasites among ponds. So there's many, many things that can be done if you know as early as possible that these parasites are there.
Is it a particular problem for fish farms, or is it also happening in other areas as well?
In general, the whole aquaculture industries, you know, suffer from disease. And prawn industry is another one that's very, you know, has this problem as a serious thing. But at this moment, the device is to focus on fish parasites.
Justin Forrester is the farm manager at Coral Coast, Barramundi, north of Bowen. He says parasites are a big problem on aquaculture farms, and such an invention would save tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, well, like most farming practices, we've got a lot of animals in a small space, in a farm condition, and we do have parasites. So we have parasites that are like fleas and ticks on dogs or ticks on cattle, and we treat them in a similar manner. So we have vet-approved, script-approved chemicals that we can put in the water that can get these fleas and tick-type parasites off of the fish before we sell them for consumption. Yeah.
Is that up to 40% loss, not necessarily happening here, but is that a quite possible figure that does happen in some farms?
Yeah, when the fish are small, you can lose high numbers of fish. In the farming practice, Australian standards are pretty good. There is occasions where you can have disease outbreaks and parasite outbreaks and lose some of your stock. But we do have some means of dealing with that, and we're working on that all the time.
One of the researchers at James Cook University is looking at a handheld device where you can detect parasites, save you having to send water off to labs. And with the closure of a laboratory here last year, it can be a big process trying to send your water off, getting it tested and then getting the results back. What a handheld device, how important would that be for measuring and detecting parasites on site at a farm?
Yeah, so Gianna's work's really important for us. So she's looking at how to detect parasites with an easy method that's on farm, so we don't have to send things away to the laboratory. And the industry's been suffering after the closure of the DPI lab in Townsville. There's a really good lab close by, so now we have to send any samples for diagnosis to Brisbane, which obviously takes time and time on a farm's money. So yeah, Gianna's work is very important, and something, a tool like that for the farm would be very useful.
How useful? I mean, how valuable would it be in terms of production and being able to ramp up your profits when it comes down to it?
Yeah, well, that's right. It'd be talking tens of thousands of dollars in staff time spent every year monitoring fish for health and things like that. So a quick test on the farm that we can use within 5 or 10 minutes will be great.
Justin Forrester, he's the manager at Coral Coast, Barramundi, saying such an invention would, well, save tens of thousands of bucks. With the closure of the lab in Townsville also, it makes it very difficult to get samples back quickly. A prototype of the new device is being developed and testing is underway. Gianni Gomez says it'll still be some time, though, before it's in the hands of fish farmers.
My idea is in 3 years, but it will depend how the project goes, yeah.
Gianni, you're developing this as a part of your doctorate with the Centre for Sustainable Tropical Fisheries and Aquaculture at the Townsville campus of James Cook Uni. You're also doing it in partnership with other departments here at the uni as well, is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm partnering with the Department of Engineer, and where we have the experts to help me to develop this device. Yeah.
Funding for this has come because you've been awarded a number of grants, is that correct?
Yes, so I was awarded the FRDC award, and for developing, you know, Science Innovation Award for Young Scientists of Australia, and also from all the projects in the different industry that were, you know, that developed some projects, I was awarded the Minister one, which was the overall of all projects.
So you qualify as a young scientist in Australia. What makes you passionate, and in particular, what makes you want to get involved in the fisheries area?
Well, I have been working in this area for the last 13 years, and it's quite a challenging area, particularly for women in this area, but I'm quite passionate about, you know, aquatic animal health, the opportunities we have. So, yeah, I think all the challenges, the opportunities are things that really make me be passionate about the area, yeah.
And that was 13 years Gianni Gomez has been working in the area. So that still makes her a very young scientist at James Cook University, hoping to save fish farms thousands of dollars each year through developing a handheld device to detect parasites and reduce fish stock losses of up to 40%.
This is The Rural Report on ABC North Queensland and Far North Queensland.